Join me on May 13th to the 21st on our Paraguay Investors Tour. Earlier this year, I unveiled an exciting real estate project in Paraguay that sold out in one day. Now, you can come down to Paraguay side by side with me to learn about what everyone was so excited about and even see new exciting projects you can participate in. We will also examine residency, banking, safety, and many other important aspects of a proper Plan B. Join us for this luxury tour to Paraguay on May 13th to the 21st, and tickets include all food, alcohol, transport, activities, hotel stay, and domestic flights. For more information, please email Susan James from my team at trips@expatmoney.com or visit our tours page at expatmoney.com. Email trips@expatmoney.com for more information. All Expat Money subscribers are welcome to join me for this trip. Seats are filling up fast. Email trips@expatmoney.com.
We all dream of seeing the world, but the realities of living somewhere outside your place of birth can be daunting, to say the least. Welcome to the Expat Money Show, helping you make the most out of your overseas career through conversations with successful expats on investing, entrepreneurship, self-improvement, and continual education, all while sharpening your financial acumen. Now please welcome your host, with over 20 years of overseas experience, Mikkel Thorup.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Mikkel Thorup, and this is the Expat Money Show. Today, what we're going to be doing is talking a little bit about the summit that is coming up in a few days. Yes, only a couple of days away. Oh my goodness. This has been 6 months of work to put together. And I know I have been talking about it a lot on the email newsletter and on the podcast and many different things. But I thought today what I would do is kind of take it back one step and explain to you guys the work that's gone into it, what's available, how it all works, really take the lay of the land and explain what's happening at this year's summit. So that is the plan today. I also thought I would share a little bit about my recent trip to Uruguay with my private clients and the trip that I did to Argentina with my wife. So at the end, after discussing some of the summit stuff, then I thought we'll go into that. So make sure you stay tuned for all of that. Okay, so let's dive in. So as I said, this summit has taken me 6 months to put together. It is an absolute ton of work, and we have the whole team working on it. Sometimes people think that Expat Money is really just me. It's a solo brand. Actually, that is not the case whatsoever. We've just hired our 18th staff member, 18th team member. So we are a growing organization, a growing team. And with that, we have some full-time people who have been working on the summit and helping us to put this together. So first of all, a massive shout out and thank you to everybody on the team for your hard work. I really do appreciate it. These guys have taken my crazy ideas and turned them into a reality, which has just been so fantastic. And I just can't wait for the summit to start in a couple of days and see what you guys think, because we've just got so many fun things going on. And I think it really will be the largest offshore or expat summit in the world. I don't think that there is anything as big or as good as this presentation will be. So I'm super, super thrilled. So thank you everybody on the team, everybody at Expat Money who have helped me put this together. I love you guys. You're so amazing. Thank you so much for your support. Now, the presenters at this year's summit, we've got some really amazing speakers. We have Dr. Ron Paul, who's going to be doing a fireside chat with me to look at the direction of the world and what's happening. My very good friend, Doug Casey, is going to be joining me. We're going to be discussing also what's happening in the world, what the future holds, what we expect for investments and geopolitics in 2023. My friend Sven Lawrence is going to be coming on. He's actually doing two presentations. He'll be talking about the Channel Islands and a libertarian island that he's currently living in, that he's been living in for years, what life looks like there, how to get immigration, the tax structures, lifestyle, everything that has to do with being an expat there. So that's going to be really good. He is also doing a presentation on investing internationally and what that means, how you can maximize your return by taking money outside of your home jurisdiction and looking at different places. My friend Patrick Hebert is coming on the program. We're actually going to do three presentations together. He has one on Belize, one on Panama, and one on Nicaragua. So he's got three different countries that he's going to be tackling over the week. This is going to be really, really fantastic. He'll be talking about lifestyle there, the taxation, the investment opportunities, the real estate, lots of really good things. So if those are countries that you've ever thought about being an expat, definitely you're going to want to check out Patrick's presentation. Okay, so my very good friend Marco Wutzer, who is a German expat living overseas, is going to be coming on to talk about cryptocurrency and how you can maximize your returns in 2023 and going forwards. Marco has been in the crypto space since pretty much day one when Bitcoin launched. And he's from SerenityNewsletter.com. He has an amazing product, amazing newsletter that has made people literally millions of dollars at SerenityNewsletter.com. He actually has a special video up there right now where he talks us through the changes that are happening in the world and the trends to look at. It's really, really fascinating. So if you guys want to check that out, you can go to SerenityNewsletter.com and make sure to watch him speak at next week's summit. It's going to be fantastic. Okay, who else is speaking? My really good friend, John Palumbo, is going to be speaking about Brazil. John is an amazing presenter. If you've never watched John speak, then this is an absolute must-watch presentation. Every time John speaks, I am just blown away by his knowledge in the international real estate space and the trends that he is seeing. So go to expatmoneysummit.com, make sure you grab a free ticket and check out John Palumbo's. Okay, who else? Jennings Wright is presenting, John Bush is presenting, James Guzman, my friend Marissa Medin is presenting, my business partner Michael Strong from Expat International School, from expatschool.io, he's going to be presenting with us. Kristen Wilson is going to be speaking. We've got so many people. I'm not going to read through everybody. There's tons of other lawyers and accountants and service providers and other people that I work with my private clients. There's going to be so many presentations. Really, the whole summit is helping you to secure your new life abroad. So we're going to be dealing with all the tax issues, the immigration issues, the real estate, the investment, all the service providers and what they do, how to help you, all the gold vaults and precious metals, cryptocurrency, like the stuff with Marco and my friend Paul Rosenberg, who's going to be speaking, and Gabriel Custodiat will be doing a presentation on privacy in crypto and how to maximize that. There's just so many amazing things going on. So I really hope you guys get to check out the presentations. Now, so those are the daytime presentations that we have going on all week long for the summit. But what we're also doing for the VIP ticket holders, the VIP and the Founders Edition ticket holders, is we're going to be doing some nighttime events. Now, these are all completely live events and they're all interactive. They're going to have many people involved, and there's going to be a lot of back and forth with the different speakers. So the first night, on Monday night, the 7th of November, I'm going to be doing an expat orientation. So I'm going to do a very short presentation that I'm going to open it up for a Q&A. I'll be explaining what's going on for the week of the summit, as well as answer any questions for people have on how it works, the tickets, all of these types of things. But just lifestyle in general to help you get orientated when you become an expat. This is going to be a really impromptu presentation, and it's really going to be dependent on what questions you guys ask. So I don't have too much scripted for it, but I'm really excited about it. It can go in many different directions, but that will all depend on you. So you guys can get access to that if you guys join us as a VIP or a Founders Edition ticket holder. Okay, on Tuesday night, we're going to be doing a Bitcoin versus gold live debate. Now, I did one of these in Las Vegas once. I hosted it in Las Vegas, and I really had so much fun. We all had an alcoholic beverage, you could say, and we're planning on doing the same for this. We've got two teams of three lined up for that. You guys can find out more at Expat Money Summit who will be speaking for the live debate, but we're going to go through everything. Is Bitcoin better? Is gold better? What are the different strengths? What are the weaknesses? We're going to debate all of that live. On Wednesday, we're going to be doing a traditional pub quiz. Now, this is going to be so much fun. I'm going to break people up into different teams based on which destinations you guys want to go to as an expat. So we'll have Team Panama, Team Brazil, Team Uruguay, Team Mexico, Team Portugal, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you're going to get to participate. You're going to make new friends and network with other people who are also the VIPs and Founder Edition ticket holders. You're going to be able to work with them, and we're going to have some contests and some giveaways for that. So that's going to be tons of fun. I'm really excited about the Expat Pub Quiz. Okay, on Thursday, I have a panel discussion on the future of governance. This is going to be looking at 2023 and going forwards, what we can expect on how human beings organize themselves, how we can maximize our freedom, how we can maximize our liberty, and how to navigate all of this. So we've got a panel discussion. I have five really fantastic speakers on this, and I'm really excited to do this panel discussion. So we're still drafting the questions for it, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait. And then on Friday night, at the end of the summit, Friday night, we're going to do the Meet the Speakers. This is the Expat Money Summit Trades Fair. So all the speakers for the week, or as many as we can get at least, are going to be coming on, and you're going to be able to ask questions for all of them. I have this amazing software where everybody can go in little areas on the screen, and you can go and walk around, virtually walk around and meet all of the speakers who are there, ask your questions, get to know them, network with them. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. So all of these are available. All these nighttime activities are available to the VIP holders and the Founders Edition ticket holders. That's it. The free tickets, they don't get access to these. So that's what, if you want to get access to all of the nighttime events, then make sure that you upgrade. And you want to upgrade sooner rather than later so you get to catch all of them. Now, if you upgrade halfway through and you missed it while it was going live, no problem. We'll make sure there is a recording for all of them. But for sure, watching it live and participating and getting your questions answered with everybody else, there's just a certain energy to that. I think that there's a certain something when you are there live with everybody else instead of just watching a recording. So make sure you upgrade ASAP to the VIP or the Founders Edition ticket holders. Okay, moving on. So what else is available in the VIP ticket? What else comes when you upgrade for a VIP ticket? So the way that the presentations work at this year's summit is everybody is going to get access to the daytime sessions for 24 hours. So once they go live, then you have 24 hours to watch them. At 24 hours and 1 minute, they get locked away behind the vault. So no one's going to be able to watch them except the VIP ticket holders and the Founders Edition ticket holders. So you guys get actually lifetime access, on-demand access to all of the presentations. So you can watch them a second time. You can watch them in the future. You can watch them whenever you want. In addition to this, I'm going to make available an audio-only version of each one of the summit presentations. So this will be the summit presentations from the daytime and the nighttime presentations. So what you're going to be able to do is put them on your phone, and when you go to the gym or you go to exercise or you take the dog for a walk or you're in the car or you're doing the dishes or whatever, you can then listen to the presentations. You don't have to worry about watching the presentation. So this gives you another way to consume the content, to get all the valuable information there and make sure that you catch every nugget of wisdom. So this is going to be really, really valuable. Personally, I don't watch very much video. I always listen to everything. I put it on my phone. I put my earbuds in. I put at 2x speed and I go through everything. That's why I love podcasts. I love audiobooks. I love these types of programs. So I want to make that available to all the VIP ticket holders. Now, a lot of other people, what they like to do is read. So we're going to make available transcripts of every presentation. So you're going to be able to read through them. You can print them out if you want. They're going to be in printing format. You can put them in the library. You can easily refer back to the information. You can reference everything in a future time. You can highlight it or circle it. Then you can really figure out everything because there's going to be so much information in these presentations. I want to make sure that you get to consume it in the way that best speaks to you. Okay, continuing on, what else is included in the VIP ticket? Well, we're going to do a post-summit Q&A. So a week later, what we're going to do is have a live Q&A with me. We'll go for probably 60 to 90 minutes and the entire thing will be Q&A. So you just put in your question. I will do my best to answer it. If you need connections to some of the speakers or the presenters, then I'm going to help provide that for you. So this is really your way to cut the line, to work with all of these different presenters to get your questions answered, because there's going to be so much questions. After a week of these presentations and everything that is going on, there's just going to be so much stuff that you're going to have so many questions that have not been answered. So I want to try to help you with that. So there's going to be a post-summit Q&A. So those are all of the things that are included in the VIP ticket. It's the lifetime access to all of the sessions, the audio-only versions, the written transcripts, the post-summit Q&A, as well as all the nighttime presentations that I described before, the expat orientation, the Bitcoin versus gold live debate, the expat pub quiz, the panel discussion on the future of governance, and the expat money summit trades fair, the meet the speakers. So there's just a ton of things that are included in the VIP ticket. I hope that you guys take us up on this. This is your way to support the summit and all of the work that we've done, the 6 months it took to put everything together. This is how we pay all the staff. This is how we pay for all the software. This is how we pay for all the marketing. All of these types of things is everybody who upgrades to the VIP ticket. So I want to make it as valuable as possible. Okay, your next question might be, well, what is included in the Founders Edition ticket? What is the difference between the Founders Edition ticket and the VIP ticket? Well, very, very good question. So the Founders Edition ticket will get everything that is included in the VIP ticket for 2022, as well as a VIP ticket level for 2023, 2024, 2025, forever in the future. As long as we are doing this summit, and I plan on doing this summit for a very, very long time, you are going to get access to VIP level for every summit going forwards. So you're going to pay now for your Founders Edition ticket, and you have lifetime access to 2022's version and all other summits going forwards. That's huge. That is absolutely massive. I hope that registers with you guys how much access that gives you, how many deals, how much insights, how this can change your life. I mean, think about this. This is your life. This is building your new life abroad, okay? On top of that, the investments that we talk about, the tax savings, the networking with the different professionals, the lawyers, the CPAs, all of these people that are involved, you're going to have lifetime access at the VIP level for all summits going forward. Wow, that's just absolutely huge. For me, I think that that's worth the entire thing, but there is actually a whole bunch more. So let's get into that. Now, coming up very, very soon, we are going to be launching The Hub. The Hub is a new membership site that I'm going to be doing, and I'm really excited about that. We've been working on this for about a year now, and we've been putting things together. It's been a ridiculous amount of work. The price point will be anywhere between $97 a month and $197 a month. I think it's probably going to be $197 a month when we launch this, which will be coming up probably when the summit is finished. I need to do probably another couple weeks worth of work on it, but then we're going to be launching this. Now, if you have a Founders Edition ticket, you're not going to be paying $197 a month. Actually, you're going to have lifetime access to it forever for free. It's included in this. This is over a $6,000 value. So the Summit for Life, you're going to get access to that forever. We put this value at $5,970. And the Hub membership is well over $6,000. Also, what we're going to be doing is going to give you the Rockstar treatment. So you're going to get discounts on all future live events and conferences. You're going to be treated to free drinks, exclusive dinners with me. You're going to get to meet other speakers, other presenters. There's always a VIP table at all of the things that we do. You're going to get access to all of these things if you are a Founders Edition ticket holder. We're also going to include email consultation. So when you have questions about all of these things that's going on to be an expat, the tax situations, the immigration, you will have a private email address where you can email me directly. Not just my team, not just someone I know, but me directly. And I will get back to you within 48 hours on advice and hopefully help you through whatever your question is. My team valued this at $5,000. I would put it at much more than that. For my private consulting services, I usually start at $20,000 to $25,000, and it goes up from there. So $5,000 for email consultation, I think is very worthwhile. We're also doing an NFT membership token. NFT stands for non-fungible token. It is a digital exclusive limited edition and collectible NFT, which is going to guarantee your founders edition perks. And it can be traded. So if in the future you decide, you know what, I don't need to be an expat anymore, or I don't want to be an expat anymore, or I don't need access to this because I've already accomplished all of my goals, you're going to actually be able to sell or trade your NFT ticket for someone else. You could probably get back even more money than you paid for it because there is going to be only 25 of these tickets available. And you're going to be able to have all of those access are based on the NFT. So if you get rid of your NFT, then you will no longer have access to email consultations or access to all of the other things like the membership site. So you'll have to hold on to it if you want that. But if you're done, if you decide that you no longer want to be an expat or this is not for you, or you've already accomplished all of your goals and you've already gotten all the value out of it, then you can actually sell your ticket. And I would imagine you could sell it for even more than you paid for it. So we're going to make this as attractive as possible for you. So all total, the Founders Edition ticket is worth over $21,970. But that is not what we're charging. We're charging considerably less than that. And I think this is an absolute no-brainer deal. We've already had several people who have taken us up on this. So I hope that if this sounds attractive to you, then you guys will go to expatmoneysummit.com right now and upgrade to the Founders Edition ticket. Okay. And oh, last part. If you guys want to pay in Bitcoin, no problem. I'm happy to take Bitcoin for this. All you need to do is send an email to support@expatmoney.com. support@expatmoney.com. Send us an email. Let us know that you want to pay in Bitcoin. We'll sort that out manually for you. And yes, very, very happy to accept Bitcoin. I'm very much a Bitcoin fan. So let's do it. So that is what is included in the VIP ticket. That is what is included in the Founders Edition ticket. Let's see, what else do we have going on? Oh, so we've got a big giveaway happening to celebrate this year's summit. And you guys can find out about it at expatmoneyshow.com/giveaway. expatmoneyshow.com/giveaway. And what we're doing is 11 prizes. So third place for the prize is the Expat Money Book Bundle. We're going to be giving away a copy of The Expat Secrets book, my number one best-selling book, as well as The Expat's Guide to Mexico. This is a brand new book, which is launching very, 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 very soon. We're putting the final touches on it right now. This book has taken me close to 2 years, my team and I, close to 2 years to put together. We're actually going to be doing a series of these. The goal eventually is to put out 20 expat guides to different countries. We're starting with Mexico, and the one after that will be Panama. So you are going to get first access to the Expat Guide to Mexico, as well as a copy of my Expat Secrets, How to Pay Zero Taxes, Live Overseas, and Make Giant Piles of Money. So these are at least $50 value for the two books. I'm really excited about this. I've got five of these book bundles to give away. So that's the third place prize. Next, going up, the silver prize is five free VIP tickets for Expat Money Summit for 2023. For next year's summit, I'm going to be giving away five free tickets. So five people will win one ticket. Each ticket is valued at $500 a piece. So that's going to be really fantastic. We've got some really amazing things planned for next year's summit. So make sure that you enter the summit to get access to that for next year. So our grand prize is a 6-night, 7-day luxury stay at the Grand Atlántida in Honduras. It's an amazing resort, a tiny home community that is being built right now in Honduras. You're going to be one of the first people to be able to stay there. It's on the beach. It is absolutely stunning. You get to look out at the islands of Roatan and Utila in the Caribbean. The place is absolutely stunning. So my friends at Eco Villages, my friend Patrick Hebert, has donated a week's stay there. So this is going to be absolutely amazing. I hope you guys are excited about this. And you can enter to win the giveaway at expatmoneyshow.com/giveaway. And there's a whole bunch of different ways to win. So what happens is you put in your name and email address to enter the contest. And then on the second page, there's ways that you can get additional tickets to win. So if you follow us on Twitter, if you follow us on Facebook, different things like this, you're going to get more chances to win. It's going to be fantastic. I'm really excited about this giveaway, and we will announce the winner at the end of the summit. So come and show your support for Expat Money Summit and go to the expatmoneyshow.com/giveaway to get your ticket for that. Okay, I hope all that makes sense. I hope that is very, very clear. Now, enough of the summit. I know that I've been talking a lot about the different summit and how this all fits together, but I thought what would be fun is to also tell you about the recent trip that I did to Uruguay. So first of all, my wife and I took a trip to Uruguay at the beginning of the year because I was looking at some investments and I needed to do some due diligence and some research for some of my private clients who were asking questions there. So what we decided to do was I thought I would offer it to all of my private clients and those who have already purchased tickets to the Founders Edition ticket holders to come with us to Uruguay. So that's what we did. We organized a trip with 20 people, 20 of my private clients, and I also invited the Founders Editions to come with us. So we actually started in Panama, and I took everyone out for dinner in Amador to a Lebanese food, and it was just a really good, easygoing way. We just sat outside, and everybody got to know each other, and it was just so much fun. I think we had a bunch of other clients who were in town as well, and some other friends, so there was so much going on, and it was just fantastic. And then we did a field trip out to my friend's gold vault here. They have a depository and a vault here. It's actually two vaults. So they've got a safety deposit boxes inside a U2 vault, and then out back, they have a UL3 vault there, which is 100% allocated, 100% segregated. So we took my clients out there to take a tour of that. That's like a half day field trip, and it's just so much fun. I've been out there at least 20 or 30 times, and my clients always get a big kick out of that. Then that same night, I rented a villa on a private island that my friend built. They're actually man-made islands in Panama. The CEO of the company who built it is one of my dear friends. So rented one of the villas out there and took everyone out for sunset cocktails. It's kind of funny though. I explained that I wanted to do sunset cocktails, hors d'oeuvres and things like this, but they actually gave me a villa that was facing the wrong direction. So no problem. What we did was we had some golf carts there. So we drove around the island. We took a tour around the island and found a really great spot to watch the sunset. We had like three or four golf carts, like completely packed with all of my clients. Drove around, found a perfect spot on the island, and then watched the sunset for there. We had our glass of white wine in hand. It was awesome. It was so fantastic. The next night, I took everyone out for dinner at my favorite restaurant in Panama on Balboa. It's pretty funny. So you go up to like the sixth floor, and then you have to cut through a flower shop. And it's so weird because the door to enter the restaurant is actually like, looks like a giant refrigerator door, like one of the big cooler doors. So you open that up and then there's the restaurant behind that. So I hired a private room in there, and I think there was about 25 of us because some of the families came as well, took everyone out for dinner there. It was amazing. I love the food there. It's just, Panama has just fantastic food in general, but this restaurant really is just top, top notch. So that was really exciting. Then the next morning, we met everyone at the airport and I took everyone through and we went up to the business class lounge and we just hung out there for a couple of hours while we got everybody organized. And then we flew down business class to Montevideo. So it was direct flight Panama City from Tucumán Airport in the brand new terminal, which is really, really nice, to Montevideo. It's about a 7-hour flight, but it's quite nice because when you fly Copa, their business class actually has flat beds. So I got to take a bit of a nap and relax. And then we showed up at, I think maybe like 1 a.m. and I had a shuttle bus waiting there that took us to the airport hotel. It's like 1 or 2 kilometers away. Got everyone checked in. And then the next morning just had breakfast buffet. And then we had a shuttle that took us to Punta del Este. And that's where the conference started. So then we did 4 days of conference material in the mornings and field trips in the afternoons. So the different things that we were talking about, all the different topics that we were doing the conference with, things like immigration, taxation, banking. We talked about the real estate. There was presentations on the agricultural land. We did presentations on general business climate in Uruguay, on the lifestyle, what it's like to be an expat there. How does this all work? We had conversations about what it's like to own a firearm there. How do you get your licenses? The cost of living, all of these types of things. So this was really fantastic. And then every afternoon, we did little field trips to different things. So we went and saw the farms, the row crops. We went and saw the timber plantations. We saw the cattle and all of these types of things, different farming examples. We also took tours to go and see some of the residential real estate, both houses and the condos. So we got to look at that, the different price points, anything from $200,000 up to multiple million-dollar things. So we got to see the whole spectrum of different examples. So if you decided that you wanted to be an expat there, you could really imagine what your life would look like and how everything would fit together. So this was fantastic. Then every night we went out for dinner together, and oh my God, I ate beef every single day for the week that we were in Uruguay, and then the trip afterwards, like I was just having the most amazing steak for like 2 weeks straight. It was unbelievable. And the group really got along so well. We had people from all over Canada, from the United States. We had people from all over the world come for this event, and everybody got along. There was not one problem. There was not one person who didn't get along or had any problem with one another. And even in our downtime, everyone was hanging out together. We'd go to the hot tub and the spa. We'd sit around and chit-chat. We'd do lunch together. It was fantastic to meet all of my private clients in person. Now, some of my private clients have been my clients for years. Some of them were very, very new to being private clients. But to be able to spend so much time with them one-on-one was just fantastic. And to see how everybody got along with each other, this was absolutely amazing. So what else did we do? We went to the winery. We went to Bodega Garzón, which is about an hour and a half drive from Punta del Este. So I didn't want my clients drinking and driving. So we hired a shuttle bus and took everyone out there. Had amazing, like, I don't know, 6-course, 8-course degustation menu with matching wines and champagne and everything like that. Then we got a private tour through the winery, through the vineyard, got to learn so much about how wine is made in Uruguay. It was really fun. It was really, really excellent. I've done the tour once before, but it was just so fantastic this time. And our guide was fantastic. Oh my God, we were absolutely dying. I don't know if it was like the 6 or 8 glasses of wine that we had, but we just loved our tour guide. He was fantastic. And then on our last day, we went to the Pablo Atzueri Park and Museum. So it's an open air museum and park. It's all privately owned, but he's made it available to all the people of Uruguay for free to enter. And it was really fantastic. So we organized a private tour to go through that. It was a gorgeous day and the weather was just absolutely amazing, and got to walk around and see all of the statues outside and then go through this brand new museum. And it's really amazing. Last time I was there, I got to actually meet Pablo Atzueri and watch him work in his workshop. And then his wife had a golf cart and she drove us around the whole park, which is about, I think about 30 acres or something like that. So we got to see all the different examples, modern art statues from around the world, from Australia, from New Zealand, from different places in Latin America. It was great. It was really, really amazing. If you guys ever get a chance to go to Uruguay, then I highly, highly suggest going to this museum. It's absolutely beautiful. So this was the tour that we did in Uruguay. We called it the Expat Exploration and Investors Tour. It was a week long, 8 days, and it was only available to private clients and to anyone who is a Founders Edition ticket. So if you don't want to become a private client, or you maybe it's not the right time for you, then you guys can upgrade to the Founders Edition ticket. And on our next tour, you guys will get an invite to come with us. So next year, we're planning on doing another Uruguay trip, maybe one to Costa Rica. I'm going to do one to the Channel Islands. We might even be doing a trip to Uzbekistan if we can get enough interest for it. There's going to be tons of trips. And every year, we're going to do 2, 3, 4, 5 different trips around the world. Definitely things here in Panama, different field trips, lots of in-person things. COVID is over. These lockdowns are over. It's time to get back in person. It's time to do lots of live events. You know, this is not just an online community. We meet together on a regular basis. So if you guys are looking to meet other like-minded people, then this is the best way to go about it. This is the absolute, absolute best way to do it. So if you guys go to expatmoneysummit.com, get yourself a ticket, the Founders Edition ticket, then you guys will be able to come with us on our next expat exploration tour. So what happened next was after the Uruguay trip, my wife and I decided that we wanted to have a bit of private time, a little bit of romantic time, just the pair of us. So we took a trip back to Montevideo, to the capital of Uruguay. So we took a ferry over to Buenos Aires. It was maybe, I think, about $170, and we got the first class seating. So these were huge seats that went flat beds, and the trip was only about 2.5, maybe 3 hours long. And then you show up in Buenos Aires, and you're literally like downtown, like the location they drop you off at is amazing. And going through immigration is super, super easy. And it's the middle of the day, and we just had a private guide who picked us up there in the car, took us to the hotel, got started straight away, just dropped our bags and started exploring Buenos Aires. And we were there for 4 nights, 5 days, and we had a private tour every day. And what we got to see were different museums. We saw the palaces. We did a city tour. My wife got to do some shopping. We met my friend, our lawyer there. We had dinner with him. He's an amazing guy. He has his own law firm. I think it's about a 40, 45 person law firm. So he took us out for dinner, got to chat with him. We learned all about the inflation that's happening in Argentina right now, the different currency exchanges, the blue rate and the different market rates. We studied about the economics of the country. He told us lots of different things like that. The taxation, how all of this works in Argentina. I got to have dinner with another friend of mine, him and his wife. We went out for an early dinner, had a couple of bottles of rosé. The food in Argentina was amazing and the prices were like free, like almost free. I couldn't believe it. Every time we got the bill, we're like, this is ridiculous. It's so affordable there. Now, Buenos Aires in general, I mean, the country or the city needs a good clean. It's a little bit dirty. There was a lot of graffiti where we saw. So a good power washer would take care of that, fresh coat of paint. But there's so much history there. There's so much going on and there's so much lifestyle and vibrancy. I really enjoyed my time there. Now, do I think it is a expat hotspot and somewhere that I would want to spend years and years living? Probably not. I mean, the taxation's very bad there. You don't want to be earning in the local currency. But for a playground type of flag in the flag theory idea, Buenos Aires is amazing. I can definitely see spending more time there going forwards. You know, a month, a couple of months every single year. Eat lots of amazing beef, drink nice wine, go to the museums. We went and saw a symphony. We went and saw a tango show. There's just so much cool things that are going on there. Some really great people to spend time with. We had an amazing time. So I just loved the experience in Buenos Aires. But I'm withholding my judgment whether it's really going to be an expat hotspot. Now, if the government gets their crap together, then absolutely, I will upgrade it. But right now, I think it's going to be that perfect place to have as a playground. But definitely don't spend more than 183 days there and become a tax resident. That would be a huge no-no for me. For me, Panama is still the place that I want to spend the majority of my time because the tax situation here is just so fantastic. You can legally pay zero taxes in Panama if it is structured properly. So that's it. That is this week's episode. I hope that you guys are going to join us for the summit starting in a couple of days. If you guys go to expatmoneysummit.com, you're going to be able to grab a ticket. Either grab the free ticket if you're not sure if this is for you. If you want the extra bonuses, then check out the VIP ticket. And if you want the whole kit and caboodle and the rock star treatment and all of the bonuses for life, then go for the Founders Edition ticket. I tried to put something out there for everybody. There's 3 different levels based on your needs. There's going to be so much amazing stuff going on. It's starting Monday, November 7th. It's November 7th to 11th. Come and check it out, expatmoneysummit.com. And to celebrate all of this, we're doing a big giveaway at expatmoneyshow.com/giveaway. You can enter to win there. There is no charge for entering. There's no tricks. There's no anything like that. Just put in your name and email address, and you're going to get entered to win the giveaway. Maybe you will win a free vacation to Gran Atlántida in Honduras and come and see the new tiny home community that is being built there. Or maybe you're going to get the expat book bundle or a VIP ticket for 2023. 11 things we're giving away, so lots of chances to win. You can easily be one of them if you go to expatmoneyshow.com/giveaway. And that's it. Have a great day. I will talk to you guys soon. Thank you so much for all your love and support. I really appreciate it. I will talk to you soon. Cheers. Bye.
This episode may be over, but your journey to greatness continues by visiting our webpage and signing up for our newsletter. For convenient access to new episodes, show notes, and other crucial resources, visit expatmoneyshow.com. We look forward to you joining us on the next episode of the Expat Money Show. Safe travels.
Every month, we offer exciting new webinars for our community. Topics include how to use retirement accounts to buy real estate overseas, how to get a second passport in Latin America, why you should sell your stock portfolio and move your money offshore, how to buy beachfront rental properties in Brazil for less than $100,000, or apartments in Paraguay for less than $60,000. If you want to join us for free for these presentations with live Q&A, insider secrets, and exclusive opportunities with my professional network of experts, then go to expatmoney.com/webinars. That's expatmoney.com/webinars to register for free upcoming presentations. expatmoney.com/webinars.